from Gimel of the Rashi. Bein an Erev, Abimokim Dalad Balek, it's the second Rashi on the page. But look at Kola, so the Remeir, the Rebbe Holtzik Remeir, they say Chaykel Lahashtim, Holtzik Rebbe Yehuda, it has to be an Erev Dalad. So the reason why there was a case of a Kalkola is because it was only Dalad with, together with the Kalkola. Hachikosinan. That's what Yehuda said. It was 10 tefachim high, and it was area 4x4. It's a valid eruv. Because now it's standing on a place which is 4x4. Now, Avogadr Shasa Yachid, why didn't we have no problem with Kharthas of Shasa Yachid? When he's got Malishbois Bishus Rabim, and he had in mind to be Shavus and Bishus Rabim, there's a problem. Bishus Yachim, Bishus Rabim, he can't get the Erev. No, it's not a problem. Hamor and the Nursin said, Ruba Yeshle Arba Ambas. We said before, Rabba's din, Alam and Beis, Alam and Beis, that if they put the Erev down, you get Dalad Ambas. Bishus Yachim, Erla Adarikia, we consider that the equivalent of Bishus Yachim, which is our Lada Rikiyah. However, in the case of the tree, we didn't say that. The Mishnah says, if it's above 10, it's a problem. The case was that the Noiv extends beyond Dalad Amos. Like a Noiv, Shabradami, but over here, there was no Noiv, so it was in the Dalad Amos of where he's being Shabbos.
Good morning, Joey. What's this case about?
In the case over here with the Kura, she's being Shabbos right here. This is Dalad Amos. So it seems like it's in Rishas Yachid. So the fact that it's above 10 is not a problem. Now, in Morris is being Lav, Eneru Ve'eru. It's not an Eru. What does it mean? It's not ten. So the need for four, you're telling me that you hold that it must sit in an area which is four to be considered an area. Okay. But why do you need a height of 10? If it's not 10 tefachim high, it's mamish in the Rishas Rab, which is where he's being Shabbos. Hello. Hi, the imlav, the words that's imlav, the katoni, lab agaiva, it's not going on the height. Hello, Rechim, because it's going on the width. Melchikam. Gavoy yod, vehidecha barasha. If it's 10 tefachim high, you put it on top. It's an area which is 4 tefachim wide, and it's valid. Now there's a new problem. It's Rishas Yachid. Mishum dehu Rishas Ram or Ruba Rishas Yachid loy mitzter kiramen. Like we said before, and this is a Ruba Yeshal Dalad Amos. A person puts on an area gets 4 amos in all directions, and therefore it's considered like in the same place. Imlav. What's the imlav mean? The gavoya yod, but the eruv chabadal. It's not 4 tefachim wide. Any eruv eruv. It's not a good eruv. The kibun the gavoya asura. Since it's 10 tefachim high, so it's not considered like it's placed in the Rishas Rab, which that's the whole big ground. No, it's independent of the Rishas Rab. And the vayda eruv munach agavim mokum dalid. How about the kimunach ba'aver? It's like being suspended in air. Well, you can't get shvisa by putting the air suspended in the air. Umediyuka shemina. We can be medayik from this. Ha, ainu gavayas sora. But if it's not 10 tefachim high, feel ainu gavrochav adal. Even if it's not 4 tefachim wide, eruv eruv. It's good. It's good. Kibin the lamatim yasora. Have the command the mancha arudam you the chol lamatim yud kluta kamashem chadam. If it's below 10, we consider it as if it's on the ground. if it's on the ground, so it's not a problem of dal makom choshev. Once it's above 10, it's not considered on the ground. It's not on the makom dal dal. It's just like it's in the air. That's not a good air.
Or
it's above 10 Torah. So, Kavoya Sar, the mid the Mishas Rabbim, but if it's already 10, which is already above the height of the Mishas Rabbim, Sar Shehe Baruch with Arbo, Shehe Shom Mokum Chosh. And Kavoya Sar, and Sar Shehe Baruch of Dalad, the field Pachos Medalad, Eruva Erev, the Cholamata Mesor, Kamada Mancha Arahu. Okay. And the Mora said, Kaman, this pshat is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Kaman, so who is it going on? It's going on. Kaman Matarat Ravino Liel. Ravino gave this pshat that Rabbi holds like Rameir, and Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Ravina's Teretz. When he said that, he's saying a pshat which doesn't work, that like Rabbi Yehuda. Ravina was saying the tree itself was not Rishas Yachid because it wasn't 4x4. You say Chaykin Lahashlim, and we said the Kalkol and the tree combined together, and you have 4x4. So why isn't it Rishas Yachid? The answer is even though it's Rishas Yachid, it's 4x4 up here, it wasn't 4x4 down below. So that's Ravina's understanding. So if you have a slim support, even though there's a large area on top, the slim support does not can't give it a dinner Rishas Yachid. Well, if that's true, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's like Rabbi Yehuda.
Where's the area slimmer on
top? No, it's slim down below, and on top it's wide. So that's Ravina's case. The tree with kashrus, if the tree is Yerushas Yachid, so why is the kalkola going to be work above 10? So the Mora says she wasn't Yerushas Yachid, but the kalkola made it. Why? Because down below it wasn't 4x4, but up above it's not 4x4. But the kalkola together, Mayor holds you can combine the two. It's like one big large area of the kalkola and the tree. And that equals 4x4. So now, good. So now you have 4x4 on top, and you have support. And you can say that's not a Rishas Yachid. It's not like a Rishas of Yehuda. Rishas says you take a pole, and you put a traskel sal roch of dalet. It throws the Rishas Rabbim, lands on the top of this basket. Chayiv. Shrezorik, Rishas Rabbim, Rishas Yachid. Alma. Avogav the kana and a roich of dalit, even though the support is not 4x4. Habrisha sayachid, hell be a yarn of dalit, the minikudachis, the chamina mafarshigazari. We make this area considered. So here's the pole, say kudachis on the machitzas down below, and they consider it like it's 4x4 over here, and it's. It's Rishas Yachid. So Morris says no. So means you're learning up, Ravina. You're learning up, Rabbi. Not like your Beis Rabbi Yehuda. So Morris answers. Pasim Hadra Machitzis. Atrasko Sevevis Esakana. Shreitochu Bemsi Yosei. So you have the pole in the middle, you have the traskel on top, and Shemina Gudach is Mechitza, a traskel. You take the Mechitza of the traskel out of Karka down to the Karka, and Nimsa Kona Mukav Mechitzas, Shalolo Arbo, Musulaka the Memor Mid. So it's as if it's enclosed an area of 4x4. The Hachal Hadra Mechitza, the Mechitza do not surround. The kalkola ena mekevis is obvious. Shall even doesn't go around the tree. Kamina gudachas akati is on the memor. It's chaykin lahashlim. It's uve kalkola bad ilan. It's hard to learn. So over here, it's batsim not. able to make the Shri into Rishus Yochid. To only make it together with the process of Chokin LaHashlim. And saying good achis. That we're not going to do. Okay. So Grashi. Vista Mafarshi command the Lakshmi Bhasi. So Rashi is going back on Ravina. Ravina, who learned of the case of the Mishnah, was a case of the Kalkola and the tree together through Chokin LaHashlim are 4x4. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Some learners going back on the case of the Kana. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's Kana, no, it's Kara b'shus Rab. So the Kara wasn't 4x4. You put the Arab on top, which is Eastern question, come on, look, Rabbi Yehuda, this question, that it's not like Rabbi Yossi is going on, no, it's Karakoy. Rabbi Yehuda, Karashen Ruchel Badal Milamalo. That if it's not 4x4 on top, Lohabrik Shasayachid, not Shasayachid. Rabbi Yehuda, look, Rabbi Yossi, that's not like Rabbi Yossi, Domer Traskel, Haber Shasayachid. The more going to answer that the case was that the Traskel was 4x4 and the Kara wasn't. So Rashi, that's how they learn. Well, I'm Milzi, it's not a good shot. Chadim, behead them a force by Hazarik, when we're seeing him in Noah, Arab Huna, the Arab, but it's a nice estimation. Shrechabas the Malo, Xeris to Milamata. The Morse says explicitly over there in Azarik, on the case of the ships which went in the area of Mashan, which they were wide on top, narrow at bottom. The Morse asks, when you say good achas, we look down to Rabbi Yehudaimer, I'm a time of the Mashan, the good achas, Nimsa the Tachera shall call him Mukha Machitz, Bechalal Arba. Ibishan Trasel Ruch of Dalit. They're learning the case was it wasn't for the Rabbi Yehuda's case wasn't the case of 4x4. If Rabbi Yehuda is saying they can get a dinner Rishus even less than Dalit, means if they're asking Rabbi Yehuda says if it's not Dalit, it's not Rishus Yachid. Rabbi Yehuda holds it is Rishus Yachid. Means Rabbi Yehuda has a whole different halacha than everybody else. So Moshe asks is all over the place. What happened to the Rishus Yehuda? You don't need Dalit, all Dalit. It doesn't like this Rishus. Okay. Instead of saying the case of a Kalkola, really it was that the tree was Dalit. So you're saying your tithe from throwing. And the question was the Kalkola is not being Chokik Lahashlim. But it's better Rishus Yochid, so why above 10 is it mutter in a kalkola? It's not mutter in the tree, but it's mutter in the kalkola. Teretz kalkola hal baruchi, it's long. Yochol in toiso, you're able to tilt it. Lo yakrena mitl yosa, we're not removing it from where it's hanging. We have to rush echad ache b'sech yud b'nitel l'zeruvi. So we'll get one side to be below 10, and be able to get it. It means even though right now he's standing in Rishus Rabbim and his heir is in Rishus Yachid, since theoretically there is a way to do it, so even though it's in the Ramash and two different Shuyas, but since the Rebbe is the way to get it, that's still called a valid Erev. So Moshe asks a question on this. It's at the Gemara. Four lines from the bottom. Yosef Rapapa Baka Amar Lo Hashmaita. Rapapa was saying over this whole conversation. Ravina's Pshat, Ravina's Pshat. Ese Rav Bar Shmuel Rapapa. So Rapapa quoted this Pshat from Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rav Bar Shmuel has a question on Rabbi Yirmiyah's Pshat. Okay. So Mishnah later on. Mishnah is dealing with a case where you have Yom Tov and Shabbos immediately adjacent one to the other. So he wants to make a Ruvit Chumen for both days, but we're always concerned leaving it out in the open, so it's possible animals will eat it or something will happen to it. So what's the eitzah to make sure that the Erev is still will work? So because that which it's effective at the beginning of the first day, each day is independent. It has to. So you need the Erev to be intact when the second day starts. It's not 2 days of Yom Tov and Golius, but one day of Yom Tov, one day of Shabbos. Either Yom Tov before Shabbos, Yom Tov after Shabbos, and you want to make an Erev. Each day is independent.
What Erev Tchum?
Erev Tchum. So the Mishnah says, Ketzer
Oiz.
Shabbos,
you need it
for them. So Ketzer Oiz. So how does he do it? So he says, Malicha Berishon. The first day, the Shliach of the Reuben wants to make it in Reuben Tchum, he gives it to gives his item Ruvit Chumen to Shimon. Shimon takes it out to where Ruvit wants to go. Malicha Berishon. He takes it out before the first day starts. He puts it down. Umashachalovit, he stays there till it gets dark. Menoitloi. Ubolo, he takes it and comes back in. So the first night is Yom Tov. So he goes out there and he puts it down, he puts it down. Which was the game between his Yom Tov also? Let's get to his Yom Tov also. But we don't know which day is. We deal with each day as a sub. We don't know which day is Yom Tov, so it has to be intact at that, the beginning of that day. So he takes it out there on Tuesday afternoon. Yom Tov is Tuesday night, Wednesday. And takes it out Tuesday afternoon. He puts it down, stays there till after it gets totally dark. And comes back inside the city. Another bolo, Mishani, the beginning of the second night. It's late in the afternoon of Wednesday. So he takes it out again. Machshechalov, he stays there till make sure that it gets dark and therefore that it's valid erev. Barchlo bolo, in a case where it would be Friday and Shabbos, so he can't carry it back in, but he could eat it. And then it comes back in without the Erev. So that's what the Mishnah says. Saying so the case is Friday, Thursday night, so Thursday afternoon he goes and puts it down. Stays there till after dark, Thursday night. Brings it back, Shabbat. Friday afternoon he takes the Erev out with him, he's allowed to carry in Yom Tov to where back to where he wants to put it, and then he stays there to make sure that it was nothing happened to it, and then he can eat it. He can't carry it, but he can eat it. That's the mission. So Bamai, Sefregder Rav Bar Shmuel, according to Yirmiyah's pshat, Yirmiyah said that even though the tree was Rishus Yachid, the kakol is in Rishus Yachid. He's being shabbos and rishus harab. So that's like, but the fact that it's in two separate rishuyos doesn't bother us because theoretically there's a way to get it there. So he's going to stretch this and ask a question. he's saying that really we should look at two separate shugyas as like two different worlds. So the problem with Abtin Rosh HaSayachar Sarabim isn't just because this is an issur of caring, but that itself comes emanates from the fact that they bet them they're two different places. So he's being shavus in place A, and his erev is in place B. So I think, so why don't you say the same thing? Even if the erev is sitting in his house, but he's being shavus in place A, and his erev is in place B, but he couldn't move it, he could carry it there. So my name is Kiman the E boy Amtsuye Motsi Mamtile, he could carry it there. Salvagavdalay Amte, command Amte Dami, even if he didn't carry, why don't we consider this if he did carry? Because you told me you can have your Erev in a different place than where you are. So Shusayah Shazaram is two different places. So your house to the way out right by the end of the tchum is also two different places, but that's okay. Okay. Again, Yirmiyah's teretz was because theoretically you can access from one rishus to the other. So theoretically you can carry it out. So I'm going to b'zeiru. You're right. It's a good question. What about a case where yontar comes out after Shabbos? So he can't. Friday night, going into Shabbos, he said, listen, even though the Arab is sitting back by his house, he could have brought it here on Friday afternoon. He said, hey, Lord, it's a valid Arab. Good. Now we get to Motzei Shabbos. He says, well, where's the Arab? That's back there. Well, you could have brought it? No, can't carry on Shabbos. So that case, Rebbe didn't say it's okay. Rebbe said it's okay when it's Tudor and Shuyas. When he has this way, he could tilt the Coca-Cola, he has a way to get it. Well, he doesn't have a way to carry it. So in that case, beyond after Shabbos, the Erev must be in place. Beyond the day after Shabbos. So the Erev must be in place. It's not enough for theoretical, because there's no theoretical, because he can't carry. So once in that case, the halacha is the Erev has to be in place. So he's saying, since there's that case where the Erev must be in place, therefore we make Xeru to all cases of Erev. So really, according to Rashi, really the kasha is that every single din of Erev, why do you have to take it there? Just keep it at home and just plan out where you want to be and say, listen, I could have slept it there Friday afternoon, that's good enough. So Mor says, you're right, Mikiratin. But Chazal did not allow that because of the gzera of the case of Yom Tov after Shabbos. Okay, see Rashi. Masiv Rav Bar Shua. This is about 7-8 lines up. Nine lines up. Masnisin. He brings from this phrase, Ketzer, he says, Shulah, that's a Mishnah, he, Yom Tov, Shalifnei, a Shabbos. The Ketzer, Yom Tov is before Shabbos. The Ratzalar, the Shay Yomim, he wants to make an error for the two different days. Ketzer, so what does he do? Malicha, Rishon, Rav Yom Tov. He puts it out there before Yom Tov starts, the Sevo Payim, at the end of his 2,000 Amos. Ayyadei Shulcha, come to the cases that he's doing through a Shliach. To Rashi, how do I know the case was a Shliach? Maybe he himself is doing it. Many Mishnahs later on, that a person can be Shavis Biraglov, a person can be Shavis Bipita. When he's there. That becomes his Malkim. He doesn't need Pas. The whole need for Pas is the case where he's not there when Shabbos starts, or Yom Tov starts. So the case was he sent his Erev with a Shliach. So she puts it down. He stays there till it gets dark enough that the air is now effective. When the bubbly takes it, brings it back in. He leaves it there. Shemed Yehovit, may able to get lost. Animals will eat it. Schlep it. Who knows what? He doesn't have an air. It'll roll out beyond the tomb. So even though for that day that's okay, because on that day, once it's effective, but the problem is there's 2 days over here, and he wants to use that same Erev for the following night. The following night needs a separate Erev, and you need the Erev should be intact at the beginning of Shabbos. The case was Yom Tov, so Thursday night it was intact. You need to know that Friday night is intact, that's a separate act of Erev. If it gets consumed on the first day, it's affected for that day, not for the next day. So he takes it back, and then he takes it out again on the second on the afternoon of the first day, in order to be there for the second day, Erev Shabbos. And then he stays there to make sure that it's intact. He eats it there if he wants. Doesn't have to. If he wants to levi aloy to bring it back in, he can't carry the Shabbos. It's in Shabbos. Okay. Now, if yom tov achar Shabbos, in the case where it was the opposite, where the first day of the 2 days was Shabbos, so in that situation, yom tov achar Shabbos, he has to leave it there erev Shabbos. So he puts it there, and that's it. It has to stay. So what's he going to do for to be chal for the next day for Yom Tov? Then he should go and see if it's there. He'll wait to make there to make sure that it remains intact till dark. And then he'll have an air for the second day. If he goes out and he sees that it's gone. So he can't travel. And remember, this air is being placed within his 2,000 amos. So he's allowed to go back to where he came from, and that's it. Okay, so that's the case of the Mishnah. Tani Miyas, my soup, what we saw in this Mishnah was, Arab circle, he must actually physically transport it there. My circle, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah's pshat, why must he actually transport it? Once he designates this to be its Erev, even though he didn't actually carry it, as if he brought it there. You said, since he could tilt it, it's two different Rashuyas. It's like it's not there. But you, Rabbi said, no problem. Since you do have a way to access it, that's good enough. Even though it's actually in two different places. Well, what's the difference? Tilting it or bringing it? It's in two different places, but that's okay because you can bring it. The truth is, this is the kasha in every single case of a Ruvit Chuma, which is done with Pas. Why do you need to schlep it there? But so why do we ask in this case specifically, a case of Friday and Shabbos? Because that was the only place where the Mishnah says explicitly the loch of carrying, of transporting. So I'm going to be Zeru. Okay. And that which for every case of Erev, you must actually transport the Erev. Theoretically, Rabbi Yirmiyah is right. No, the answer is there's a case where it's not right. Because Erev, Mishum Yom Tov Achar Shabbos. The case is Yom Tov Achar Shabbos, that's how it doesn't work. The boy Lam Tuye Mishabbos, the Erev Liyam Machris, Liyam Matsim Amtah, he can't carry it on Shabbos afternoon. He must therefore bring it before Shabbos. So that case, he must actually transport it. He can leave it at home. Because if he wants to, he could carry it. People in this case, where Yom Tov after Shabbos, people will assume it's the same thing. They'll rely on the case of using the Erev in the case of Yom Tov Shabbos as if it was there, and that's not true. Okay, so that is the Reb Zeira's teretz on Rav Bar Shua's kasha and Reb Yirmiyah's pshat. Dalti Moro. Essay, the fourth line. Niskam alishvus b'shus Rabbim miniach eruva b'koysel. He wants to be shevus b'shus Rabbim, and he puts it in the, there's an indentation in the wall, and he puts it in the indentation. L'matim esor tzvachim eruva erev. So, if it's below, it's okay. If it's above, it's no good. In this indentation of the wall. Let's say a different case. The guy says he wants to make his mokum shvisa. He's going to climb up on top of the shaybach and be on the shaybach. Right? It's lying territory. It's safer to be on top of a high up in the. Oh, Beresha Migdal. Migdal is a large amwar, a large closet, it's freestanding closet. So he wants to do the shvis on top of the Migdal. So the Brisa says. So he's above the Migdal in general was met the criteria of being the size of 4x4 and a tenth of Achim high. So he wants it to be Shavus and Shasayach. So we say if you that's what he wants to be on top of the Migdal, Mishav is over there, but if he puts it down below inside the Migdal, lower down the shelves of the Migdal below 10th Achim, it's not good. Where it says, why don't you say that the same idea that Rabbi Yirmiyah said before, that he theoretically could bring it to himself? So how would he bring it to himself? So Moore says, I have a good idea. If he would tilt the armoire down, so if you take the whole thing and tilt it down, his Malkum Shisa is on top of the Middle. Well, that's now within the same area, which is a Rabin, as where the Erev is. So now it's accessible by tilting it. Samura says, it's talking about it was attached, it was nailed into the wall, so it wasn't being tilted anywhere. I can give you a different case where the middle is not, Masumar means nailed, so it's not nailed to the wall. So what's that case? So the Moor says that it's so tall that when he tilts it down, the top where he wants to be shavus and where the Erev are still too far from each other. They're four amas, more than four amas away from each other. Now, so the Morris says, what was the case? Why don't you say, okay, but just have a hole in the top of the Migdal, then you could use a string to drop down to get to access the Erev. Kapsa is a skylight or a window. Mas is a rope. Mishna is a rope. So if he has that opening and he has a rope, so just drop the rope down the side through the opening and take it out. Whereas it's a lesser kapsa, it didn't have that.
Right. A high wall presumably has to be small enough that it doesn't become a shoot of its own.
Well, it depends. If you learn the Gaon, this is going like Rebbe, so then even if it's a Carmelist, it would be okay. It's not 10 Tvachim high, so it's, even if it's 4x4, it wouldn't be, it would only be a Carmelist. Because, well, the more since there's no way to access it, so he's it was just a yachid, and he'd have to go down to Shusha Rabim and take it out. So it's the only way to access it is by taking it through Shusha Rabim. He wants to be Shabbos and Shusha Yachid up on top. Well, that's basically the Morris question in the case of Kapsa Misna. That's the Morris Kasha that I could readily access it through the top. Morris says that wasn't the case, so.
You don't need the other down. You have a big dog that's tall enough. You put it inside at any level. You want to access it, open the door, climb inside.
Why?
Now you're in the same troop as the.
But you can't get it to the top. You want to be Shabbos on top. So climbing to doesn't help you. He wants to be Shabbos on top. Why? That's his. Don't ask Kashas on why. He wants his Malkum Shmita on Shabbos. He's going to spend Shabbos on top of me. That's what he wants to be Shabbos. See, how does he get his thing to there? The only way to get it is to take it out the door. Well, what's out the door? He's in Shabbos Rabbi, but it's below 10. We didn't have it there. We had it inside the Migdal. So the Morris says, if a case where you put it above 10 inside the Migdal, so you can reach down, open the door, and carry it in the airspace of above 10, which is Makom Patur, up to his place, that's good. But if it's below 10, he's going to have to reach down and carry it through the airspace of Rosh Hashanah. That's going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah, which is not Mutter. Thank you.
Opens the door, pulls it out of the Migdal from above 10. Now it's not in Rosh Hashanah.
Right, so if the area was above 10, so that's going to work.
If it's below 10,
so
it's like the Migdal, you should reach inside, take it off the bottom, put it on a high shelf inside, the whole time, you know, his arm and the item are inside.
Why? Why would that be Mutter? Same problem. The Migdal itself is a Shusayach.
Yes.
So how can he take it out from the Shusayach? The problem is he can't take it out from the Shusayach through the airspace of the Shusayach to get to the other Shusayach.
They take it inside the Migdal off of low shelf, keeping it inside the Migdal the whole time.
If that would be true, that's basically the case of Kapsa the Misna. That's a variation of Kapsa the Misna.
But we still have the whole question of the ladder. How does he get on top of the Migdal?
He levitates with the shame of Horish. I don't care how he gets there. You knew that was coming, right? Okay. V'hiniach eruv b'kaisel. Zakrashi. Samach l'makom shisasu chutz la'arbamas. He puts it on the wall. Beyond the Arbamas. Why do we want the beyond the Arbamas thing? Again, because we have this din of Rashi, of Rava before, that Rava says we make the virtual reality as if it's raised up, because within the Dalai Lama it's like it's all raised up, so there's no problem above 10 and below 10. The Kirikim the Be'ilun, the Ito Arbamas, Tech Arbamas, Afilun the Malam Yud Nami Eruva Eruv, the Nursen Eruva Yesha Arbamas, it gets out Dalai Lama. So the case is it was beyond Dalai Lama, which is not a problem, because we could say you could be Melech Pachapach with Dalai Lama. So imagine it's Eruva Eruv, we got the Ruva Tchutz Arbamas. So even the Eruv is beyond the Dalai Lama. Mosi Shok Ole, he could get it, Asuye Pachas Mer Arbamas, and he could transport it by moving less than 4 Arbamas and stopping and then moving, doing it again. So I feel the Shabbos. Lo also kia gadol l'mishum shavus drabonon. So halchav ben hashmasha su loy gozer. So this Bryce is going like Rebbe, that on Shabbos, Pachos al Ramas is Osir, except for the case of Hefsid Gadol. Rebbeinu Shmosha, they weren't Gozer on that. The Malam Sar Ena Ruba Erev. The Novet Chutz Larbamas, since it's beyond the four Amas Koi. Once you go beyond where he wants to be Shabbos, that's Rishos HaRabim. Well, most of the Mishkel are Rishos HaYochid. He can't take it off from Rishos HaYochid in the wall. That was the point was beyond for Amos. And we said before, you don't say command the Moli in that case. Okay, let's hold it here. So that's, I guess...